I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It happened yesterday at Loretta's Last Call. Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys kickoff party. Lucas Graham was there performing. And then everybody that came brought a new unwrapped toy, obviously, for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. How was it, Kennedy?
It was remarkable.
Right?
It was, people got there early. Mm-hmm. We're having Bloody Marys out on the patio because it was a gorgeous sunshiny
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there on time and lined
yes.
up. We did our sound check with Lucas. Some of the staff got to go take pictures, and then they let the people in, and I sat there and greeted them all, and it was just wonderful. They told me all about their toys, and then Lucas Graham was going to perform, so I got up on the stage and I introduced him, and Annie and I took questions from the audience, and then it was over, and it was a wonderful day. There was just one thing missing.
It was all very professional.
My co-host.
The only thing missing was me. So I get a text message from Kennedy at about
12:25. Now, we were supposed to be there at 12:15, mind you.
Yes.
Right. And it is a frantic message saying, "Are you okay?" And so I see the text message, and I was at church, and Lana had almost passed out at church. So a friend of ours drove her home. So I'm now freaking out, thinking, how does Kennedy know about what's going on with Lana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately called Lana. I'm like, "You okay?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm laying down. I'm at home." And I'm like, "Well, I just got a frantic text message from Kennedy," and I was trying to figure out.
And I left you a voicemail, too.
Well,
lining up everything.
That hadn't come out. I hadn't gotten the voicemail yet. That mm-hmm. hadn't showed up. So I immediately call Kennedy, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Lucas Graham." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot. I just flat out completely forgot."
So now, 12:15.
Yes.
You know, I'm meeting with the record person who handles Lucas. I sit down at a table with Lucas, talking about when he would like to do the interview. And he's like, "Honestly, I'm easy whenever you want. I'd rather do it now rather than later. I want to take, you know, questions in between songs. I don't want to do a whole interview in there." So,
right.
Like, now would be great. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at my watch and I'm like,
"Where's Carson?"
So I'm like, "Well, we'll just give it another 5-10 minutes. And if he doesn't show up, then we just aren't going to do the interview. And that's fine because, you know, we'll have
the
audience."
I feel terrible.
We
missed the interview.
So it's fine, Carson.
Yeah,
the audience just interviewed him, and it was great.
Sure.
So at this point, our big boss, Sal, was there,
mm-hmm.
and then Mike Mullaney, and mm-hmm. then, you know, everybody else.
The whole station.
Everybody
Pretty
was
much.
There. And everyone is coming up to me, "Where's Carson? Where's Carson? Where's Carson?" And I don't have an answer for them at this point.
Right.
And I'm so angry, yet so I don't want anything to be wrong. So, you know, I'm like, "Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay. Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay. Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay."
She was
okay.
Pacing. I was like, "Everything's okay.
It's okay. Just let me pace and then it's done. You know, 5 minutes and I'm over it. It's fine." So, yeah, the show went on without you. I got up on stage and I'm like, "Carson couldn't be here today."
It's the Ann Kennedy 10,000 kickoff party.
How long did we give away tickets to that show?
Carson, we gave away tickets for 2 weeks. And Carson, we gave away 280 tickets.
Unbelievable. I wish I had an excuse of some sort. I don't know what happened. We were up early. We were out doing it. We went and picked up breakfast for, like, we were just out doing, you know, it just, I don't know. I have no excuse whatsoever.
Do you have a calendar on your phone?
I have a calendar. You know, it's funny. So I get home from church and I pop open my computer and there's the alert. Bing.
Bing. Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham.
Time to leave, Carson.
Time to leave. Yeah. On my phone, on my watch, nothing popped up. But on my computer when
so,
I got home afterwards.
If you head to any of our stops at Simon Malls, Carson will be doing them all alone.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you know that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach once you realize that you've missed this? And I called Kennedy back a second time afterwards because I was feeling so guilty. I was like, "So how'd it go?"
And she's like, "Fine."
But then they had the audacity to say to me this morning, "Why didn't you do the interview without me?" Yeah!
Kennedy, you are a talented woman.
It's not that I can't do it.
Right.
It's that if you walked in 5 minutes later, you'd been pissed that I didn't wait.
No, I would not.
Oh, don't even. Don't even, sir.
I would not have done that like that.
Friends?
No. You would have. Carson, agree with what she's saying, please, because you're the one that messed up. So just agree with it.
Back when I was an intern, I had to write a 5-page paper for being tardy. Mm. Insane. I recall that.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're an intern, Dan.
we can use big font.
Yeah, we have a different set of rules.
Do we though?
Yeah, we do.
Do we though?
Actually, well, yeah, we do.
I don't know about that.
Your name's on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's on the show too.
You believe me? We both got away with plenty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.